Green Visions, Green Ideas.
So welcome everybody to this new episode of Green Visions, Green Ideas of our podcast series. And with me today is actually a speaker that you might know very well because it's Katharina Ruban. Hello, Katharina.
Hello, Oliver. Nice to be here as a guest.
Yes, right. We've basically exchanged roles. But what stays the same is that the podcast is, as always, sponsored by allgoodspeakers.com. And what we are talking about today is the effects of the COVID pandemic on the CO2 emissions or on the climate change in general. And I think from the consumer's perspective, one would potentially say that there's a lot that has been changed and that the year 2020 must have been a big contribution in terms of the reduction of, for example, carbon dioxide emissions. So we all still know the news that we have seen, for example, that all the channels in Venice suddenly got clean, that the fish came back into the channels. And we've all seen blue skies again, not just in China or in India, where all the mega cities suddenly lost their smog and people were able to breathe clean air again, but actually also here, where all the planes disappeared from the sky and all these little white tails that normally cover the sky were gone. So I think there is, subjectively speaking, there's a lot of things that have changed. And I guess that many of our listeners might actually wonder, well, what has been the actual positive effect of the corona pandemic on the climate, Katharina, right?
Yes, you are absolutely right, Oliver. It was really striking, all these shutdowns and lockdowns that helped, obviously, a lot, at least for some time, to reduce the emissions, that's clear. But the actual effect was not so big as you would expect after a first thought. And there was just recently a Nature article about it, and they said that after rising steadily for decades, the global carbon dioxide emissions fell by about 6.4%. This is not so much as you would expect from your from all the observations we all had. But actually, in the beginning of 2020, in when everything was locked down, that was around April, and it there was a major drop down in CO2 emissions, but only for a short time. And then it started, production started again, and people started to get around all these lockdown
measures and things.
Measures. Yeah. And started somehow production again. And for example, the United States, they had nearly a drip of 13% decrease in its emissions. And this was due mostly to a sharp decline in the vehicle transportation. So you can really see that makes a big change. And we should keep this in mind also for the future process that the vehicles and the private transportation to work and back from work, this makes has a big effect and that can influence the climate quite well. But for example, the aviation contributes overall, as we also had an episode before, only 5 to 6% to global CO2 emissions, because it's due to the privileged use of flights that we have in highly developed countries. So that we have now not the stripes anymore in the sky, or now they are back more or less, or at least some of them, that there is a reduced number of this has not such a big effect on the climate. We should just make sure that this is not increasing.
Mm-hmm. So basically what you are saying is that it is, first of all, the drop was only for a short time. And actually, I think in December 2020, we have already seen again an increase compared to December 2019. So it was a sharp bouncing back of the CO2 emissions. So the valley in CO2 emissions that we actually have experienced was not that long. And I think then the second point is that perhaps from us, let's say from the home office consumer's perspective, potentially the measures might have been perceived as being much stronger than they actually were, because production is what mainly causes CO2 emissions, and transportation and stuff and the lack of traveling and the lack of going to the office only makes a small proportion of the overall CO2 emission.
It has some effect, Oliver, but as I mentioned, as we now come back to work and start our usual habits again, that would be deadly. We should really try and keep some of these positive effects of the pandemic on the climate and, for example, reduce our hours that we are traveling to work and back from work. This has an additional very nice side effect, which means that when we are working from home, we tend to not have these peak hours as it was before the pandemic, when everybody left at the same point, more or less within 1 hour in the morning, and came back at 5 o'clock in the evening. So there always was rush hour, there was always peak in energy consumption, because everybody started in the morning, the coffee machines, the showers were going on, the radio turned on, and whatever. Mm-hmm. Just reducing this and staying home will also shift these peak hours and might make it possible to shut down one or the other of these power stations, because the peaks are more reduced now. And if we can keep this is also a benefit. And of course, many people now observe it is nice also if you are able to work from home to use this, and gives you some more spare time and possibly a mixture of going to work and staying home, which would be good to do this.
Yeah, okay. I see. So it's actually, it is a contribution, but we actually have to see how we can just not so drastically change back again. But I also see that that there must be ways now, especially for the supervisors and the managers, to not force people again to come 5 days a week back to work if it has been possible before to be in home office, right?
Yeah, I think this is really a message that we have learned. It's not absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
And we should just try and be more flexible in this respect. And I also want to add that this temporary halt that we had, this cannot be done for the future. So we have to find other ways to cut down on our emissions. And that means essentially that we drop all fossil fuels for our production lines. So we really need to go to renewable energy sources and find alternatives, and not further using or digging the oil out of the air. That's no solution at all. And the International Environmental Energy has actually measured that compared to 2019, we have already an increase of 2% on the CO2 emissions again. So we are back on the track to the higher emissions. We need to go the other direction. So there's no way that we can continue like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, we see initiatives every now and then for the support of the economy. The money should go in into branches or into products that would support a more CO2 neutral economy, but perhaps it's not done enough, or perhaps it's not done from enough countries, and this might also be a factor, I guess.
Yeah, but still, I mean, the industrial countries are the major pollutants, and we should go ahead and start this change. We shouldn't wait until all the poorer countries that also face actually the biggest troubles due to climate change, that they that they change. It is on us really to be on the forefront. And for ourselves, and if you think of how can I myself contribute to a change, then something is often overseen, that is how your investments are done or how your pensions are administered. If you think about all the banking sector where there are millions and millions of dollars or euros, this can be invested in non-fossil fuel industry. And if they would do this consequently and not further supporting coal mining and oil factories, then that would help a lot. So if you check out and if you have, maybe you think about changing your bank anyhow, then you could check what banks are there. There are a couple like Triodos or Umweltbank or GLS Bank, or there are also probably some other banking institutions worldwide that offer alternative strategies.
Okay, I see. And perhaps one impressive number of fact from the United Nations Environmental Agency, a number published that for meeting the Paris Climate Agreement from 2015, actually a reduction of almost 8% of CO2 per year is necessary. And on average, during this COVID pandemic and during all the lockdown and other measurements and restrictions, we were basically only able to reduce the CO2 emissions by 6.4%. So in a way, all these measures together were on average, and at least for the short time that they have been in effect, not been able to reduce the CO2 emissions enough to even meet the Paris Climate Agreement. So we actually have to do more, I think, right?
I wouldn't put it so negative. I would say the restrictions due to COVID are basically, there were also many social restrictions that affected us a lot. And not so much the fact that we had to stay home from work or, I mean, we have now learned to communicate in other ways and to also change the way we are at work and to distinguish between the meetings that are necessary and the meetings that are not so necessary. So I think we have learned during this time to a lot better extent to judge which ones, what is necessary, what is not so necessary. And it should be easier for us to follow more climate-friendly ways. But on the other side, I think so far we haven't really tried hard enough to phase out fossil fuels. And if we do this, we will see the effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, I see. And it's potentially that that we all have to do something. So also those who are in charge of asking the employees to take home office time should potentially also use that opportunity and not try to force everybody to come back to the offices again. And also, of course, the consumers should really look into what they buy and also, as you said, where they invest their money in. And right. So I think what we could take now is that that this COVID-19 crisis had a considerable effect on the CO2 reduction, but that we would need to follow up on that and not to bounce back, and that the follow up on this could mean to keep some of the habits that we have basically learned during this pandemic, and beyond that, to invest money into stabilizing the economies again, in the right sectors, in the right branches, and in the right products that basically help us to not bounce back so drastically anymore.
Exactly, I agree.
Okay, then let's take this as a nice concluding statement. And yeah, I think we, but definitely the two of us will bounce back next week with a new episode of Green Visions, Green Ideas. In the meantime, we wish you just a happy weekend and a happy summertime. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.